section. And now on to the most performed work of the year. And this, I should explain, includes live broadcast, television performances, and performances in ballrooms throughout the country. And the winner for 1966 was Michelle. So, once again, statuettes go to John Lennon and Paul McCartney. And once again, of course, to the publisher, Northern Songs Limited, Dick James. When I spoke to the Beatles the other day, I asked Paul if he even remembered this song.
Michelle, my bell. I know the one.
Good.
Did you like it or did John?
Well, you know, I think follow that one. I remember saying, why don't you pinch that bit from so-and-so's song? And he said, right.
What was it pinched from?
Not telling. Oh, you know. It was pinched from something. Most of them are, Brian.
Are they?
But you've got to own up, eventually. So, no, it's just a slight pinch, but you never notice, you know.
No.
And, I mean, I couldn't tell you because the PRS would probably listen.
I see.
It's a wonderful award, and we'd like to say bon nuit.
The good French song.
Yeah,
no
way.
Oh, he's so quick. And thank you very much. Here's your statue.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And so here's yet another performance of Michelle by Russ McManus. The Beatles a little bit about this song, so give us the inside story on yesterday, John Lennon.
Ah, well, this is John saying, I don't know anything about that one. Hand you over to Paul.
Well, this is Paul taking up the story in a slight holiday villa in Corsica.
Yeah.
Strumming away on a medieval guitar. Mm-hmm. I thought, scrambled egg. But I never could finish it, and eventually I took it back, and with the ancient wisdom of the East, John came out with yesterday. So I thought... That's enough of a story for that one.
Oh, right. This, apart from being the runner-up in the most performed section, I think must have been the most recorded number last year. It must have been about 400 versions of it.
And Hedel Nash, he's going to do it.
Well, we did 300 versions of it.
Yeah.
But some of them didn't get released.
It always did. If you must have heard some of them. Is there any one that you think is a sort of standout performance?
I was won by a young fellow called Paul McCartney. He's like a plaintive approach to his
certain naive charm, but was
yes,
it?
No,
yes, now, Andy Williams.
Johnny Strings was wrong.
Yeah.
That was with Andy's voice.
There was Matthew Monroe. Did you know that one?
Yeah, right.
That was very nice.
Now, that was arranged by a good friend of ours.
Yeah.
Charlie Drake. And he did a very good arrangement. I'd like to thank him personally.
Yeah. Yeah, good. So, would you say that probably is your favourite version of them all?
Well, I think Charlie Drake is very good.
Yeah, Charlie
Drake.
Yeah, I agree.
And Charlie Drake and Matt did a fine, fine record on that.
Good. Here's your certificate.
Thank you,
Brian. Oh, boy. Publisher Dick James has just told me that I made a slight error in my estimate that about 400 versions of yesterday have been recorded. In fact, throughout the world, the total is just under 500. Here's another performance from Andy Silver.
Yesterday.